So the Kaveya to give a message to the Tzibur. And therefore, also the Kaveya Suda by Sasha. The Mor says that a person can't be Kaveya Suda then, thereby, the Mor says that there was a family who was Kaveya Suda during that time slot, and they were Nekramin Olam. The Barshim made it that family died out. So, as they say in Yiddish, chepernished. Don't set up with this kaviyas of chazal. That if the chacham is giving lessons for the tzibur at that point in time, people shouldn't be kaviyas suda then. Hago parlim abalei batim shenim oiskim b'tara chol yimei yashua yasku b'tara yosu b'tara b'shabbos b'tem shachamim oiskim b'tara chol yimei yashua. So a person who doesn't have an opportunity to learn the whole week, he has to make sure that he's learning on Shabbos, even more so than the Chacham, who's learning the whole week, who on Shabbos can actually relax a little bit. Okay, let's see. The Torah said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael is going to go there to Israel. Zerot to the Karmel, Zerot to the Sedeo. Each one's going to be busy with their things. Ani Matehela, what's going to be? Sitting in the Midbar, Klai Yisrael spent 40 years in the Midbar just learning Torah. What's going to happen when we go there to Israel? Amar Lo, the Bereshim said to Torah, Yesh li zug sheni mazag beg l'cho b'shabbos shumai. I'm giving you a partner called Shabbos, Shehem v'telem imalachtam v'yicharlem lasik boch. So they won't be busy with work, so they'll be busy, they'll have time to learn. So your kaveya to be medrash, melidras ben aviyim, melidras ben dibrei agada. Because ya'oz l'lamin the rabbim eskukia l'kim es teresov. The main point over here of this medrash, of this shir, is to give over the message of the Bereshim's mitzvahs. L'harvaz hilchus Shabbos, v'osar ha'mutar, give halacha l'maisa, gam l'chamshik leib ha'shem in ba'agada, and to also draw them in with agada to. Madrichim es adam liyir shemaim, which will give a person yir shemaim. Gedisim ha'yakel, reish parashas ba'yakel, b'chadosh baruch hu l'moshe. Esei l'cha kilos k'doylos, u'drosh tifteyem b'rabim hilchus Shabbos. Bereshim told Moshe, teach Klai Yisrael, make groups and teach Hilchos Shabbos. L'harvaz Yisrael Yisrael Beheter, B'loikim Moshe Noigim Achshav, that they just say Pilpulim, etc. That's not real. The real goal over here is not the Pilpulim. The real goal is that they should have a clear understanding of Halacha L'maisa and the Yerushalayim, the message of Yerushalayim. Also, the Kaveya Suda by Sashaw, the Gemara Isa, Bitfas Mili, Nachsi, Balibatim, and Ixayu, the three things where people lose their property. Chaminav, the Kavi Sudasa, Beshabata, Beidin, Beber Josh. One of them is that their Kaveya, their Suda, during the time of when the Chacham was teaching Torah, if a person is Kaveya Suda then, that he will lose his money. The main purpose of Shabbos is to learn. And they should call you Mosei Chol. Heim Trudim and Malachdom. The whole week they're busy. Vainly and Panay Lasik Baba Kviyas. They don't have time to be Kaveya to learn. Shabbos Heim Panuyim and Malacha. Shabbos they're free from that. Yechel and Lasik Baba Kviyas. They have time to learn. Learn with focus. So obviously it's totally improper. It's also that a person should get distracted into something else. When there's opportunity of learning, make the meal earlier or later. The people who like go for walks while the chacham is giving the shir, so that would be like if Suda Shabbos, which has the element of mitzvah. We can't do during the time that the Chacham is giving the shir. Kefilo Suda Shabbos Shehi Mitzah Oser Oz Bnei Pitul Torah. V'Kol Shein L'Tayav Olor Habers Oz B'Sicha B'Teila Shoser. To go for walks is obviously wrong at that point in time. Suda Bais Hashav. V'Lachu B'Li Kviyas Suda K'mai Shirogo B'Mais Hashabbos Nirash Hamutar. Over here, Moshe Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. It means during the week to have a, you know, right? Right? I'm sorry, what? It means during the week, this, right? It's called Mr. Shabbos. It means during the week, during the, as long as the word Shabbos means the week. Yeah, Nir Shemutter. That, so they would make the large Shabbos meal, but they have a small meal at that point in time. Come on, Abba Simon Reshman Tessa, Bez, then you need Erev Shabbos, Ayin Shom. So, it's a person that can have a small meal and then go learn. The problem is bittul Torah. The rabbim, they shouldn't cause bittul Torah. The rabbim could go in mashem motzi. If I want to say rabbim leizan doshim shemazarzim lahoel b'shabes b'chayitz. Let's make an early mincha and sit down and have a tzuda shlishis. So they end up interrupting the whole base medrash instead of who are sitting and learning. Now you're interrupting and making a minyan. So you're interrupting the learning, and then you have a soshuda. So then the whole learning gets interrupted. I should be from one of the people who sit down, and not from the people who make people stand up and leave Beis Medrash. Which there was people who had announced it's time to go take the meal. So I don't want to be one of those people. If there's not enough time, that's a mitzvah. We don't want the darshan should not slap it too long, that then I'm not being having time to eat Suda Shlishis. Okay. Rei Sari Aleph. Din Sholosh Sudas. Aleph. Hezor Ma'od L'Kaim Suda Shlishis. It's a person who's very careful to have the third meal. Vafi Mitzvaya, even though he's full, Yochol L'Kaim Asa B'Kabeya, you'll have a small amount of bread, the size of a Kabeya. Mr. Burr says it's actually a little bit more than a kebaya. But if a person just pesha can't eat, so enochayim l'tzaras out to be not mechayev to make himself uncomfortable. L'chacham in a barosha, but a person should have foresight. Shelo yimale bitnoi besudas abayker kreish sheitzim mokum l'sudas lishis. He should leave room to be able to mechayev the third meal. The person who whatever reason was not able to eat Friday night should eat three meals during the daytime. So we kind of did three meals on Shabbos. Okay. Yizor Ma'od. Kedisa B'Gemora Chayvadim L'Echol Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. It's a chiyuv to eat three meals. That's B'chura Akrol D'Ksi B'Yom Moshe Ichlu Hayom. Keshabbos Hayom L'Hashem Hayom L'Yisim So B'Sada says the word Hayom three times. Tosh Hayom Kosa B'Kroz Zeh. So now the Taz learns it's a deraisa. It's not just an asmach to bow, it's a din deraisa. So three meals on Shabbos is a din deraisa. Mishmaru's Lashon is a Lashon of asmach, which is what other Charedim assume. Moshe writes that it's not clear the hakra is not like the Taz. It could be it is a deraisa. There's no hakra on that.
It's one of these
613. 613 is part of Shabbos. But it's a din deraisa. They have three meals on Shabbos. There are a lot more than 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Right? The Gaon says that there are every pasuk which gives you a hara, how to do something, is a mitzvah in the Torah. But it means that the same way the Mor says that there are 613, and then eventually it was reduced. The David Melech came and reduced it to 11, and then Yishai reduced it to 6. That means there's only 6. It means there's 6 major categories, and everything's included in that. So 613 is also categories. There are thousands of mitzvahs, he says. There's a Sefer Malos HaTorah from the Goyen's brother. He quotes the Goyen. The Goyen said that to him. Vomer Chazal, Kol Mekayim Shalosh Shudas B'Shabbos, Nitzel Shalosh Peronius, three meals saves you from three punishments. Mechem Shal Mashiach, Mimedina Shal Gehenim, Mimechem Shal Gomogog. Shenemar, and the more brings a Pasuk. So that's... there's a famous word from the Devar Magid. It says if you do it in L'shem Shemayim, you know, the person happens to enjoy food a lot, so he has three meals, a job is that he doesn't get the sabtacha necessarily.
I thought it was
given in Einig. Einig is that you're so excited about Shabbos, you want to express it in Einig. The person wants to be Ma'anig his stomach. There's mitzvah to be Ma'anig as a Shabbos, not to be Ma'anig as your stomach. Okay, however, welcome. When they're giving out the chalukah of tzedaka, an ani must receive three meals worth for Shabbos. Kedisa b'yardeya simanish nun. My lebe simanish min beis b'shnish tibura. Tabishil soshishish kishmasik beis and welcome lebeis tzarech lebeis. If a person doesn't have money for it, they can borrow. He's a chiyuv to borrow for the third meal as well. Okay. Mikabeya, so you can it with just a kabeya. Mishabur says it's lavdafka kabeya. Alamaat yosim mikabeya. You have to have a little bit more than a kabeya. The kabeya mikriyadai and achilas aroi. Eating only exactly kabeya is still called achilas aroi. More than kabeya is called keva. Koshakasim besef simrisham abeis, melchashim suda. That's why before mincha, a suda of bread of a kebeya is mutter, because it's not called yibin kebeya suda. More than a kebeya is a problem with kebeya suda. So turning that around, that means over here, when you have a chiyuv to kebeya suda, you have to have more than a kebeya. Some say that you're mekayim the din of achila with the kezayis, but if it's possible, a person should have the larger amount. Sorry?
What's the larger amount?
More than kebeya, yeah. Okay, if a person can't have more, he's not mechiyev to make himself uncomfortable. The suda of einig nitna below the tzar. The purpose of the suda was the element of einig. So now by eating it, he's going to be uncomfortable. He's going to have tzar. So he's not mechiyev to do that.
Is einig an emotional feeling of having a certain type of suda? It sounds from here like it's. Doesn't it sound
familiar
that it's a... it's not talking about a physical
one? Well, now he's talking about physical. If it's sour, he can't eat so much. He's being uncomfortable to eat the food. So then he's not here anymore. But that's wrong. Because of that, you should be careful. But now that you're there, it's part of owning Shabbos. So it's not called owning. It's eat it in the way that makes you sick. But I think some of the physical discomfort.
So doesn't that mean that the opposite of the tsar is the onig?
Is the opposite of tsar onig? That's a famous piece from Rav Weinberg. The opposite of tsar is no tsar. But definitely it's not, tsar is definitely not onig. I mean, I guess there's some people who enjoy afflicting themselves, but we're not talking about those people. Okay, so a person should leave space. A person can be so full that it's called achila gasa to the point it's not considered eating. Okay, now the definition of achila, which is not gasa, which is not considered achila, it's got the point of punch. He's getting sick from eating more. But just he doesn't enjoy it because he feels full. That's not called ein achila. Person gets to the point where it's cuts with mizona, he probably finds it repulsive to eat it anymore, and he would eat that. That's not called a chila. Okay, a person, whatever reason, could not have three meals Friday night. A meal Friday night, he has to have three meals by day. Leil Shabbos. Gam kein tzarich l'kaddish b'shachar is called kiddush alayla. If he didn't have kiddush Friday night, the meal means he didn't have kiddush. He can't have kiddush without a meal. So it means he didn't make say Kiddush yet. He has to say the full Friday night Nusach of Kiddush. But Mavad Vayichulu. Yemel Kiddush Barbis. Kanab Simon Reish Ayin Alf Simchest. There's no dinner saying Vayichulu by day. Udim Yamtiv, Mishal Ochel Balel Yamtiv, Sarak Litlech, Shte Sudas, Lomacher Benyam. Yamtiv, there's a chiv of two meals. If you didn't eat any by night, you have to eat both by day. The Yamtiv, a chiv of Shte Sudas, Achas Balel, Achas Benyam. Udim Shachar, Shal Kol Kiddush, Shal Yamtiv. Shayomer B'Shachar is called Kiddush Shal Yamtiv, Shal Laila, Imlo Kiddush Balel. If you didn't say Kiddush the night of Yamtiv, we'll say the fullness of the Kiddush by day. Okay. He eats three meals by day, shalosh shiddush b'yom, v'imshachar b'tzei, b'birchah z'mozim, b'sura shniyah, mitzadim ha'karim shalolach z'ul l'vorach. Okay, so now, so he's having three meals by day. So we'll see that by the third meal, the person forgot b'tzei, he doesn't have to go back. Over here, his second meal, he forgot b'tzei. So normally, that's already the second meal of the day, is sura shlishis. Masudah Shlishis were saying that if you forgot Ritzei, you don't have to go back. But over here, it's actually his second meal, not his third meal. But it's functioning similar to, it's the second day meal, even though he didn't have any by night. It's the second meal by day. So Mishnah Berurah says over here, that some Rechadim say that much will retain the halacha of the second meal of the day, of the daylight hours, the daytime hours, that if Ritzei was forgotten, you don't go back. Okay. Yeah. Sif Bey, Zmano, when's the proper time for the third meal? So you can't be mekayim shel shudas before 6.5 hours in the day. So the Shulchan Aruch is very unequivocal that if you eat the sudas shlishis in the morning, you're not yotzei. It has to be sometime in the afternoon. Okay. Stop. Okay. So that means in most cases where Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And you want to try and have, we have this conflict how to have the sudas shlishis. So one suggestion would be, well, if I have in the morning, I can't have chometz after the fourth hour. Can't have matzah the whole day. I can be mekayim sudas shlishis with other foods, but I can't wash if I do it in the afternoon. So let's do it in the morning. Well, you're not mekayim sudas shlishis in the morning. Yes, it's only after chutz. There is a sheet that was told Jamar Kaim B'yoyim, and that's when the Shulchan Aruch is passing. We don't pass him like that sheet. B'boiker. He said, we don't pass him like that. Therefore, Pashas, that option will not be an option. The only thing you could argue is in a case where you have no other option, at least do that sheet, which is what some people do. Okay, now the Rambam moves to other points. Yeshua Mim, the Osir Lishtes Mayim, Bein Mincha, Lamara, B'Shabbos. There's an idea of not drinking water between the time of Mincha and Maariv. The Oz curses on the Shema of Gehenna. That's when the Shemas go back to Gehenna. So the water, which theoretically would be available in the rivers, etc., to quench and put out, extinguish the fires of Gehenna, you're drinking for yourself instead, so there's less available to put out the fire. Whatever that means. We'll see more in the Mishnah Berurah about it. So according to that argument, since when you eat, you're going to drink, so it's better to eat, actually, instead of eating mincha marav, according to this minhag, it would be better to eat before mincha. Some say, no, I don't know, you should eat it dafka after mincha. That's our minhag, is to, it's better to daven mincha beforehand and have it after mincha than to daven mincha, have it before mincha. Become welcome. And lishus mayim in the harvest, but that's the fact that we have it is not overriding that you shouldn't take water out of the rivers. But by Shuri, any water which already has been brought into the house earlier, you're allowed to drink. Koshkin, Sharmashkin, the Shuri, other liquids of Ashura Mutter. The whole list only applies to a person who is in his year of avelus for parents.
Or taking water.
Drinking water. This was not on Shabbos, this was his Erev Shabbos. Okay. So the Mishnah resigned. Mishnah shows him Echso. If you started earlier in the day, and but the meal ended after the Zman Mincha Gedolah, so it ended in the afternoon, which means you had bread then, or you had your food then. You yotzeh d'halk upon him, achlo b'smana, v'lozina b'zeh b'zeh haschola. Even though we saw the guy be certain halachas, we define the meal by when it starts. In regards to this, he ate in the afternoon, so he ate his afternoon meal. Some say don't drink water. Then those curses. It's not really this man chazar yet. It's between mincha and marav. It's still Shabbos, but it's close to that time. So before they go back to their din, the mason are given water, and here the person's, as we're taking water from the rivers, he's taking away that water which would be available to them to drink. So therefore the Ramal brought a minig not to eat then, because if you're going to eat, you're going to drink. So some say, no, Adrabi, you should have mincha first. Because how can you eat before you're daven, when you're supposed to, you're not supposed to eat, and then daven, because you're afraid you're going to forget to daven. So what's the first sheet? The first sheet holds that our Surah Shlishis is not Surah Gedolah, and Surah Ketan is Mutter before Daven Yimencha. You're only worried about a Surah Gedolah that a person will get Nimshach and forget the Daven. So therefore, but the Maisar Minig is the Daven first and then eat afterwards. But if that's not possible to do it afterwards, or it's hard to do it afterwards, you can do it beforehand. Before the time of mincha ketana. That you shouldn't be kaveya a meal during the time slot when the medrash is going on. Similarly, before mincha ketana, even suda ketana, there's those who argue is also to do. So preferably, if you're going to eating before mincha, it's better to eat before mincha ketana. Some mincha ketana, yeah.
More than a kaveya is not a suda gedolah.
No, suda gedolah means like a suda shebrachas chasna, those type of things. They end up schlepping. They're afraid the person get for schlep. Don't forget the daven. Regular meal, even regular suda shabbos, is not. We're not afraid of that. That's going to be so enticing, exciting, and full of food, etc. The person afraid of the daven. You have time still. We possibly could even. Some of mincha ketana, suda ketana is mutter. There's a sheet which is machmer, so let's try and avoid that if we don't have to. Okay. Fine. So I have this every time I speak in Shomrei, to mincha marv. So you have to eat shoshos before mincha. I don't have to. I can get it up in the early mincha, but. Assuming that I'm not coming for the 2:30 minutes in the shul.
Then you're mevatel from the basement.
What?
Then you're mevatel from the basement. You should daven mincha early.
But the daven mincha early. Then I'm mevatel from my sleep. Right. But it's funny. We end up with this situation.
And I guess all the people there who are listening to the shir ate before mincha, so they're going like that other minute to eat bedafka before mincha. I'm not sure what was kaveya, the kaveya of the shul like that, chatchila. Okay, so some say this is only water from the river. Till the days of the mouth, is better shanal, then at least just mine ben ashmashes, hanadavka beshersim in an horus. The only water out of the river is in the ground, that shared with the quenching the extinguishing the fires of Gehenna. But the water is already out of the ground, it's in the Kalis, so there's no problem.
That was for the relatives to drink from.
How they drink, I don't know, but saying, according to this argument, it's dafka the water in the river. They're accessing that water in the river. However, what's in the ground, as much as you're saying, Gehenna is somewhere in the ground, so that water is shaykh to them. The water in my house, in my bottle, what's shaykh to them?
Is it for them to drink or for the fires to be cooled?
The Mordechai says that they're going to drink that water then, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. Rashi Loshan, I think, is it puts out the fire. Or puts out the fire, it dampens the fire.
Isn't that Surah Chalas? Who drinks that water?
The people should nifter.
The
mace? Mace, yeah. Rabbi Shabbos, and Farshim bought Madis and Medrash, and now Shabbos and Shmoshes, Hanab and Shmoshes, Shoshalil Shabbos. So some say it's an Isra of Arab Shabbos, not a Motzi Shabbos. Mesim Chavshi, Mesim Nachayav and Mitzvahs. So they'll give Zachanetza with putting out the fire. Okay. In Mimshach HaSudas HaBarka, Achigia Zman HaMincha. It's a person started the Suda Sabarker, and then already came time for Zman Mincha. So you have to get Suda Bivarak Birch as a Muslim, Mizyoda Bivarak Birch as a Motzi, Bisit. So you can interrupt the meal and have Sashudas. Melachon Adabar, and that's a good idea. She Imloy Hayosi Kane, because we don't. Me'achar Shadim Shachar Suda Sabarker, Ado Isa Shah, Lahayach Alech Alachar Kach, Elach Yilagasa. The chances are, if you don't eat then, to eat later on in the day, you're going to feel so full, it's going to be a chila gas. Whereas right now, you interrupt the meal, so you're not full, totally full yet. You'll interrupt the meal and then make a new meal. Ken Mishabrul will deal with the bracha shen and tzricha issue. Like, you know, you're in the middle of a meal, so at what point in time do you need a new bracha? You have to interrupt what's called interruption. Fine. A person knows that he'll be able to eat later on in the day. He knows his constitution. He'll eat later on. That's fine. So then this option over here is obviously doing it before the mincha. He's eating the meal from early in the day, which is before mincha. He's splitting it up and now eating it before mincha. And then later on go to mincha. We came out, our mincha is to have it after mincha. Is yotze, but this is all the chachila, but yeah, but definitely your yotze. But yeah, but if a person would have sudah shlishis before mincha, you still yotze. Okay. Mr. Bura, be very because the Muslim, so you're gonna bench and then start over again. Meantime, you should have an interruption between the two meals. So besides the bracha, extra bracha issue, what makes us two meals? You didn't move anywhere. You didn't do anything. So they took away some for the new food. Okay, so what?
What was done?
They're interrupting the meal and benching and then turning over again. So if you didn't leave your place, even though you washed again, etc., you basically stayed where you were, so it's all one meal. You know, you're into two meals with that. Because he says the Yiddish Rabbim Lasers Kain Lahapsik Sidosan, Kimishakam Khatsis, and Rashem Lahapsik, and a club of Kiyam is it. It's not something which we should publicize because people will be confused and think you can do this before Khatsis. And that's not true. It has to be Dafka after Khatsis, and those were here after 6.5 hours.
Right.
Now the Shartzian is that going on? Sign. That's later on. Okay. So the Mishnah Reviter, if he doesn't eat now, so he'll end up eating later on. Achila Gasa. Ki Cholzman Achila Histumcha Besucha. When you're eating, the stomach is open, and you can have a little more. Mashiach Rasuda. Once that stops. So then it feels harder to put food in. L'chashidin shagar bracha shenet tzvicha. Ah, it's a bracha shenet tzvicha issue. No, kima shemurcha, lasers came mishum sura shlishis, shtiakadin, since you're forced to do this if mekayim the third meal. We don't really have another option, because then later on the person will be a chila gasa. That's therefore somebody who doesn't have to do this shouldn't do this, because there is elements of a bracha shenet zricha. But since you need it for to be the mekayim your third meal, and it's the only way you have to do it, so it's not called enet zricha. But the whole situation we would prefer it shouldn't exist. He can estimate that he's not, by the time the halicha should have lit on the day, he won't be so full that it's a chila gasa. So if he can wait till after mincha, he should do so. If he can wait till after mincha, he should do so. The case where Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos, you can't eat Shoshana at the end of the day, because that's going to be too close to the Sudas Halayla, which you're not allowed to eat then, because you should enter Sudas Halayla with an appetite. So you can't eat Shoshana then, or you shouldn't eat Shoshana then. Shemay Royal Nimonim Tzvah Osuda Erev Yom Tov Kuv Erev Shabbos. Julie Arab Shabbos, you're not supposed to make a meal, you're not supposed to make a meal either. Well, because I want to eat the Sudas Halayla, the Tayyabin, but I have to eat Shalshudas. So in that situation, if you're going to just eat the minimal amount, which is more than a kebaya. So, So I have an option of either dividing up the morning afternoon meal into two meals. Or later on in the evening, towards evening, davening mincha, and I'm eating shoshanas afterwards, even though it's going to be a much reduced amount of food, because it's so close to Yom Tov already. It's still better to have it later on with a reduced amount of food, just the minimal bread, than to have it earlier, Mr. Shabur is saying. Fine. Why am I giving precedence to this option of eating later on? Because dividing the earlier meal to two is a bracha shenet zricha. I'm wasting a bracha. I already said a bracha on the bread. I'm making a bracha on the bread a second time. What are you doing? Because I interrupted my meal. What are you doing? Why are you interrupting your meal? You don't need this. Mitzad achila. You need it to become your mitzvahs. The mitzad achila. You could very easily just continue the meal. So we saw the mitzvah birchas in the henin, which is the din in the hanoah. Why am I making a second bracha? That's a bracha shenet zricha. Because I'm going to run b'shem sefer chassidim. Mishu yesh to mozun shtei sudas nitzum tzamas. He has exactly for two meals. He divides it among three meals. He will not feel satiated by the food. Having two meals which a person feels that he's satiated himself is more chashuv than having three meals. But now, in that situation, I have a good idea. If the morning meal extended long enough, so divide it. Yisba kashachol shenis. Aber Chathila ein Lahamten Alach HaChatzos Mishum Zed Gelatam Mitzis Mimiksis Mirnim Shabbos. So now, even though he's eating this middle amount of bread, but it is Seveya because it's part of this overall greater picture of food which he's had. So okay, good. So the charam means that in a situation where I have this limited amount, I should bedafka wait till some of my meal later. This way, I'll be able to have half a meal afterwards. No. Don't, that's bittul mitzvah zonik. You mean you're not waiting because you want to learn or you want to talk or whatever. You're waiting because to be able to get the mitzvah. That's using the mitzvah to make yourself uncomfortable on job is that you should not do. Okay, that's all this here.